The board that runs the symphony issued a statement that shocked most everyone. They suspended the performance season. Violinist and union member Craig Sorge spoke to us on his way to a rehearsal this morning for the last two concerts the symphony is slated to perform, a tricentennial event Friday and Saturday at the Tobin Center.
The city no longer has an orchestra as of Monday morning until further notice, and I don't know when it's coming back.
San Antonio Symphony was formed in 1939, and the San Antonio Symphony Society, the SSSA, has managed them ever since. The financially troubled orchestra was energized last spring when a consortium of three of the symphony's major donors created a management board called Symphonic Music for San Antonio, SMSA, which planned to take over responsibilities on September 1st.
They made promises in the spring and summer that they were going to do a better job than the previous board and management, the Symphony Society. They were going to improve the lives of the musicians. They were going to make sure that we were finally treated fairly.
Problems with the SMSA takeover first surfaced when the new group looked into musician pension obligations. SMSA board chair J. Bruce Bug Jr. says they found something unexpected and insurmountable.
The pension fund was underfunded by Symphony Society of San Antonio in the amount of more than $4 million.
To complicate matters, the musicians' union contract ended in September. Sorge says they bent over backwards to let the new managers find their footing.
We gave them all the time in the world. We gave them a four-month extension to get their act together, and they just stalled and stalled and stalled.
The SMSA decided to back out of the takeover deal, handing back responsibility to the SSSA. As it turned out, the $4 million figure was simply a misreading of the pension information. But the damage had been done. The ball was back in the Symphony Society's court, and when the board extrapolated expenses for the remaining season, it didn't look good.
One of the options that we looked at was producing, a modified or shortened second half of the season, and the price tag on that would have been about $2.6 million.
Dr. Alice Virislav chairs the SSSA, and she says the musicians' union was very cooperative.
The union actually was wonderful. I give the union great credit. They were willing to work with us.
But the idea of the shortened playing season only took the numbers so far. The symphony's three major funders had contributed about $2 million since last July.
In the first half of the season, they've already contributed a very significant amount of money and time to the symphony. They've already supported us, but they were not able to support us in the second half of the season.
So at that Wednesday night meeting, it was decided to end the season after two performances this weekend by canceling the 4 dozen performances that would have followed. Suspending the season over financial reasons is ironic, given the fact that the symphony is nearly out of debt.
We're within $20,000 of being completely zeroed out.
Union musicians face the new year without pay, and undoubtedly, many are already looking for work elsewhere.
Those players are not going to stick around and wait and see what happens for a year. They're going to move on, and we're going to lose them.
We are well aware of that, and it weighs heavily on all of us. We know this. It's very tough.
Virislav comes from a town that's a fraction of San Antonio's size, and it has a symphony.
I was a symphony bell in San Angelo. We always had a symphony, and I took the symphony for granted. It didn't occur to me that you wouldn't have a symphony.
Back in San Antonio, Sorge says, it's not over till it's over.
I want to say thank you to the people of this city who have been so supportive, so kind in their outpouring of letters and calls and emails. We are not done fighting. We are not giving up.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.